there things that can be written off on your taxes, and is there a certain limit that you have to hit before you can write things off?
Yeah, so depending on your household size and whether you're filing married or jointly or independently, there's different levels. You know, you can talk to an accountant to find out those exact numbers. It's around like 15 grand roughly.
Okay.
And so once you have more than that in write-offs, you get an itemization. And so mortgage interest for most people is a really big one. Child care is a big one.
Okay.
Medical expenses. Mm-hmm. If something happened with your health and you've got excessive medical bills 1 year, sales tax can be written off. There's a lot of the things. Investments in 401ks and IRAs get deducted, and they're not subject to those limitations.
Gotcha.
You get those regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different things. You know, tax planning becomes important as you make more and more money, as your investments get more and more sophisticated. Certain investments are taxed at different rates because they're capital gains versus ordinary income tax.
Okay.
Our tax code is so complicated.
If you're
knocking down the W-2 job and pretty standard stuff, you know, you're fine to not sweat about this stuff. But if you get into multiple streams of income, you know, maybe you're selling stuff on eBay, you've got a side job, you're doing some contract work, some 1099 work, maybe you're driving for Uber.
Okay.
You know, any of these types of things are going to complicate your tax returns. And now the things you can write off are going to change, your expenses are going to change, and the tax code really can be daunting. So at the end of the day, get a professional involved and make sure you've got the help you need.